Hey guys, happy Monday. Just having a great day. I'll do a little update video. So this week I am in France in my home here in Chambon-sur-Lignon. And I'm having a coffee here with Dylan, who's off camera, and Noah, who's skulking behind me. So good, all is well. Looking forward to a great relaxing week here. I spoke yesterday in my brother-in-law's church about half an hour north of here about healing, and it was good. And I just actually found out that the French exam I took, I have to take a French exam because I want to get French citizenship because of Brexit. Blah, blah, blah. So I just found out I passed that, which is really great news. So good. Hey, let me share a couple of things with you as well. I've been doing some work. I've had my ministry school offline for several months now, and that's just gone back online. Been doing some work on that. So I have a couple of courses there, one on Revelation, one on the goodness of God, and another one will be out later this week on teaching and preaching. So if you're interested, check out the links below on ministryschool.net. Boom. Hey, let me share something with you today that's actually really important. I was thinking about this the other day. I was listening to a college professor talk on a YouTube video. You know, it was more about creationism, intelligent design, this kind of thing. That's actually not my point in saying this, but this guy was talking, and briefly, just in his introductory remarks, he shared just some of his testimony as a young teenager of coming to Christ as a Jew, Jewish person, and, you know, encountering Jesus. But he just spoke about the reality of being forgiven. Wow, the transformative power of obviously being forgiven, but experiencing forgiveness as well. And it really got me thinking. I've been thinking for a few days about this now, that it's so important of all of us experience that we go through that place of forgiveness, of reconciliation with God. But actually, I think God wants us to park there. I think he wants us to live there. And I know probably many of you watching this video have had experiences. I had that experiences, especially when we're first born again, of coming to Christ and being absolutely blasted, absolutely changed and transformed, experiencing forgiveness. I remember once being in Northern Ireland in Ballymena and speaking in Green Pastors Church there, and I remember one, I think it was a Wednesday evening, leading a young lady to the Lord. A young lady gave her life to the Lord. And the next day, I was in a cafe. I go to lots of cafes. I was in a cafe in the town of Ballymena the next day, and this young lady walked past Costa Cafe. And she like yelled and came up to me, and I just never quite forget her commentary or even the way she said it. She said, "I haven't slept all night. I've just been like, I feel clean." She said, "I felt shop soiled." Maybe that's a British expression, but like some good that's in a store window and it's been there just too long and it's faded and full of dust and too many people have picked it up and handled it, as it were, and never really bought it, and just dirty. And she said, like, "I feel clean." And come on, my encouragement to you is I think God wants us to experience that, but actually wants us to stay that. And I think the danger is if we don't live in that place, we actually get used to clutter, we get used to dust and grind and dirt. It's an interesting thing, but when you are experiencing righteousness and cleanliness with God, that actually motivates you to stay there. You know, if you had a room, apartment, whenever your house, that's perfectly tidy, one thing gets out of place and you notice immediately. If you live in a pigsty, but one more thing is, you know, is not an important deal. And, you know, Jesus, I think, lived in such a way that anything, the first time anything ever came between him and the Father, it was at Calvary. He's like, my God, why have you forsaken me? What's happened? And I encourage you, he wants us to live in that way. So how do we get into that place of forgiveness? Well, come back tomorrow and I'll tell you. No. It's actually quite easy. I mean, number one, let me say this. If you haven't yet come to Jesus and experienced that initial forgiveness, well, hey, do that. There'll be a video below me on literally how to begin a relationship with God and give your life to him. Let me just change these. And yet, I think, you know, Paul says, as we've received Christ in Colossians, so walk in him. And I think the key to the Christian life is coming to him in repentance and faith and receiving that initial cleansing, but then it's making that a lifestyle of saying, Lord, search my heart and know me. You know, quite often I'm coming to God and saying, Lord, I think I'm doing really well. Like, I don't see where I've messed up today, but that doesn't justify me. It's you that justify me. It's your blood. And Lord, I daily come to you and ask you to wash me and cleanse me from everything in me. Ask for that washing and cleansing of the blood of Jesus that we receive by faith. But there's one other step as well. Jesus said in John 15:3, he said, you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You know, I could give you probably 20 verses that say that same thing. Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Paul says in, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 7:1, having these promises, let us sanctify ourselves. Ephesians 5, Jesus is coming back for a spotless bride who's been washed in the water of the word. 2 Peter 1:4, having these exceeding great and precious promises, they deliver us from the convoitise, the desire that's in the world through lust or evil desire. My point is, it's the word of God that cleanses you. And what we've actually got to do is take God's word every day. Not I heard the gospel message 20 years ago, I believed it and I was cleansed. But in a way, be preaching that to ourselves every day and come in and live in that place of cleansing and be proclaiming over ourselves, whether you're feeling it or not, I am clean. There's nothing between me and God. It's open sky. I live under an open heaven. I am as clean as he is clean. I'm as righteous as he is righteous. And develop that cleanliness, righteous, holiness mentality. And I tell you, it's glorious. Holiness rocks. Yeah, I've got to end this today, but you know, there's a really interesting movement that took place in the UK in the 19th century called the Keswick Movement, or sometimes people call it the Higher Life Movement. You'll see people like William Boardman, Hudson Taylor, the missionary to China, Andrew Murray, a lot of people around that. It was the movement from which people like Wigglesworth and the Pentecostals came. And the whole thing was experiencing, not doctrinal holiness, but experiencing the holiness of God through faith. In a way, Wesley had taught that you can be sanctified and made perfectly holy, but it's this long journey, and you've got to wait for these experiences that will make you holy. And people like Palmer, people like Boardman, began teaching what they call the shorter way. Simply that you can step into holiness by simply believing God's word. The old covenant says, what do I do? In Acts 16, the jailer says to Paul and Silas, what must I do to experience salvation? Paul and Silas's answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. John 6, what should we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God has sent. So as you believe today in God's promises, you can experience that perfect freedom, perfect salvation, perfect cleansing. You can be clean. Boom. Hope that helps to you. Again, check out some of the links below. Drop me a line. Love to hear your comments. If I can pray for you in any way, put that in the comments and I'll get back to you real quick on that. And lastly, if you haven't done that, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You should see a subscribe button in that corner. So hit that, and hope to see you real soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.